This is Deep Down and Boring. This is Sam,
Emma,
and Camila.
Today we will be talking about Deep Down and Popular. This book was very uneventful, but it was a little bit relatable. It was about an elementary crush and the main character's a girl, but this book was very boring.
I agree with you. I think this book was very uneventful, but I disagree with you about how relatable it was. I think it was very unrelatable.
I agree with you, Emma. But I also thought this book was mellow. And, yeah.
So, about the relatable part. Jessie Liu, I think I can relate, and a lot of other girls can, because all these elementary crushes, the girls are afraid to tell the boys that they have a crush on them, so they just keep it to themselves and hope for the best.
But their friends usually tell the guy, so it's not like it really matters.
Really? Okay. So, the favorite lines or moments in the book is, my favorite is when Conrad Parker comes to Jessie Liu's house and asks her to the dance and her sister helps her get ready.
My favorite part is also that part.
Same.
So,
all agree on
the when we read it, this book, she was ugly throughout the story.
Yeah,
she wasn't that good looking.
She has really short
hair. But then
hair.
Her sister was this little prima donna, and she helped her get ready for the dance, and she actually looked pretty good.
Presentable.
So, the moments I could do without is that when the moments when they are doing their project and going to the shed, it's pretty boring, and I don't really get those parts.
I think a moment I could do without was when Quentin tells Jessie Liu that he likes her in the end.
Yeah, same, because it just ruins it. Like,
because Conrad and Jessie Liu already know that they like each other.
They're meant to be.
And then this little...
And Quentin is so much younger than him, so he doesn't have a chance.
Yeah.
Okay, keeping it real, the teens in this book are very childish, in my opinion. And Jessie
They're not even teens.
Well, yeah, they're not even teens. And Jessie Liu is like a normal nerdy girl with a crush, and there are popular groups and unpopular groups, which there's like separation pretty much. And Jessie has her own personality, and it's different from everyone else's.
I think this book is very unrelatable, and they don't really... So, when Conrad hurts his leg, Jessie Liu has to walk him home, and... Actually, because of school security, they don't even let you walk home, so it's not really real.
Yeah.
Also, relating to that, he broke his leg, and in the end of the book, his leg had to have a procedure done, and it was very important because it was the first ever procedure done on a person his age, and it went successful, but Jessie Liu thought he wasn't going to make it.
Okay. I don't really think the book was keeping it real because no girl buzzes her hair for no apparent reason. Like, seriously?
Yeah, and they're not. She's very an outdoorsy person.
So, my words for the author and some questions I had. Did Jessie Liu start dating Conrad? Because they went to the dance, but it didn't say if they were dating or not. And was Jessie Liu popular after that? Is there going to be a sequel? Did Melinda enter any more contests after she lost one? So, it's a pretty questionable book.
I'd say for the author, I would say make the book more interesting.
Agreed.
Maybe make, like, a scene where Conrad could have died during his surgery just to make it more eventful.
Yeah, I agree with Emma. It needs to be more eventful because I was, like, falling asleep while reading the book.
So the funny moments in this book, I said, were when Quentin bit Conrad's hand, and when Quentin and Conrad wrestled on the ground, and then also when Quentin tells Jessie he likes her, which is very awkward because she just smiles and kind of walks away.
Yeah, I agree with you on that part, too.
I don't think there's any funny moments because I thought this book was extremely funny.
Okay, so I will give this book a 3 out of 5 stars.
I would give it a 1 out of 5 stars, because nothing fun happens.
I would say throw the book out, because it's boring, it's dull, and it's cheap, so I give it, like, 1 out of 5 stars.
This is Sam,
Camila.
And Emma.
And I hope you enjoyed this podcast.